And I'd like to invite our VBS directors, or whoever all is coming up. It looks like it may just be Janelle at this point, to come forward for our VBS closing, or our VBS wrap-up at this point.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
So we just want to quickly go over how our VBS went. So we had 17 children total come, so it was a nice little group. We had four different crews, Snow Leopards, Toucans, Marmots, and Sloths. And so this year we decided not to go with a theme. We ended up going with our three themes from the past 3 years. So we did a day of Sunless Roundup, we did 2 days of Everest, and 2 days of Shipwreck, which are all past themes. So the kids loved it because a lot of kids knew the stories or knew the songs already, so it was a nice little refresher. So Monday we talked about Sunless Roundup, and it was about God's ultimate trust and how Moses trusted God and God provided. So that was our main point on Monday. Then on Tuesday and Thursday, we talked about Everest. And Everest, our Bible points were God has the power to provide and God has the power to comfort. So we talked about Elijah and God providing for him and comforting him. And then Wednesday and Friday were our shipwreck themes, and we talked about when you worry, Jesus rescues. So we had the story about Martha worrying and complaining. And on Friday we had when you're powerless, Jesus rescues, and we talked about Peter and John healing a beggar man. It was nice the kids could review what we learned in the past couple of years and everything, and they really enjoyed it. They had fun. It was funny because we sang My Lighthouse last year at VBS, and we had 70 kids singing in here about a TV. And then you would think we still had 70 kids in here this past week when we sang My Lighthouse, because they're still singing as loud as can be. So we did a little fundraiser this year. We only fundraised for one thing. We had the kids donate so that we can send money to ICN, so they can feed families because of COVID. So we had $152 raised to send ICN, which is half the amount we got last year. So it was nice to see 16 kids were able to give us a great amount of money to send to ICN. And I think that's about it. We have a video of the week. And so I'm gonna have John hit, as the kids would say.
Yeah, it's gonna work.
If I can kind of get over there. Nope. And that's all I got.
the crew leaders. We had Rachel's sister Kim and her cousin Alyssa lead a group. We had Rachel's husband Justin lead a group. My husband Chris lead a group. And Emma Morata lead a group. And they were great with the kids. Justin, you know, had a hard time. He only had two children that he had to take care of this year. He had a little bit of a break. Thanks to games with, of course, Mr. Tim Roush and Gretchen and Jacob Carter helped. Lily helped Love and Snacks with Eric and John down there. Of course, Reverend Derek for everything that he does. The Roscoes for donating crafts for us. Sandy and Rachel for being the face of BBS for us up on stage, and they helped out with the kids with crafts. Erica and John for everything they do, and of course Emerson. The Maradas invited us over for a fire afterwards Friday night to decompress, and that was great. And all the church members for donating to our program through money or snacks. It makes the program work. So thank you, everybody.
Thanks, Janelle, and we will thank you as well, though you're not going to thank yourself walking back, of course, but thank you. It would have been really easy, wouldn't it, to kick it down the curb till next year. It would have been able to be, we would have understood and said, it's okay. But I asked them before we started, I said, did you ever think about just saying, we'll kick it down the curb, pass for the year, and it never crossed their minds. It was, we're going to do this. We're going to find a way. You saw the kids with their masks on. They kept them apart. The sanitizer was flowing through the sanctuary. Everyone was well cared for. And we really appreciate everything that you in the back, good Presbyterians, did for us. We appreciate your leadership and your guidance in the program. And we look forward to next year. Erica's already told me what they have planned. So it's going to be good. Let us pray together before we go to God's word. Loving God, we thank you for this, your word. And we ask that as we spend some time considering it before we head to the communion table, that you would speak to our hearts and our minds. And as you speak to them, you would continue to help us grow and transform. It's in Jesus' name we ask this. Amen. Our text for today in your Pew Bible is found on page 983. If you choose to follow along as I read it with you, it is Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 39. Again, found on 983 of the Pew Bible. Listen and hear God's word for you today from Paul. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we ought. But the Spirit himself intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words. And he who searches the hearts of men knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. We know that in everything God works for good with those who love him, who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son, in order that he might be the firstborn among many brethren. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say to this? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not spare his own Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not also give us all things with him? Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Is it Christ Jesus who died? Yes, who was raised from the dead, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed intercedes for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? So tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all things we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor principality, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. The word of the Lord. Thanks. Let us pray. Loving God, we are thankful for these your words. And as we stop and consider them now, speak to our hearts and our minds. It's in Jesus' name we ask this together. Amen. So here's how we usually think of God. Now we know we're not perfect, and life isn't always fair. Most would say it's seldom easy. And we can't have everything we want. But that does not stop us, if we're honest, from wishing that it could all change. So, God becomes the name of how all of that changes, or how it could change. Because of Jesus, we get everything we could possibly want forever. And because of the Holy Spirit, we get a pretty hefty share of that wish list right now. That's the deal. But in this way of thinking, God becomes a device, a piece of technology that secures for us what we want or what we somehow feel entitled to, even though we may or may not have worked to receive it. If things go badly for us, then we blame the technology. In the same way, we'd get angry with a sputtering car or a crashing computer or an iPhone that doesn't open, perhaps. When we get sick or our relationships fall apart, our financial situation collapses, our future prospects are thin, we think the system has failed. Either we haven't kept up our side of the equation, the bargain, or God hasn't. But Paul offers, when we think this way, Paul offers us in this passage a different way to encounter God and consider these issues that are presented in our text. According to what we read at the end of Romans 8, in our weakness as in our strength, we see that God uses all things for God's glory. Weakness and strength, it does not matter. There is a sense in that of togetherness. Whether I'm weak, whether I'm strong, whether it's working or it's not, it's all together and God is with us in it. Now, at the outset, I have to say, as you were reading along with me or listening along with me, we both noticed Romans 8 is complex. There's a lot going on here for us to think about and consider. But what I'm drawn to as I read about this and think about it over this past week, with Bible school right in front of us and seeing how that was playing out right before my eyes, is how the nature of God intersects with the humanity of you and me. How did the divine person of God encounter that mindset I just talked about, that I get what I want when I want it, and if I don't, something's wrong there. Part of the equation isn't right. A first thought is that in Romans 8, we do see and we do hear a very powerful, victorious, active God. And there's no surprise in that statement. But this is not an aspirational God here alone. This is not a blind confession of God. Instead, Romans 8 speaks about a God of presence and action in the midst of togetherness. As God's activity is not in dispute in Paul's mind as he begins his argument, Paul moves to the natural next step. God blows right past all of the excuses that we conjure up, that this is too hard, that God is too absent, God's just not there at all, or that I haven't worked hard enough so that God would be there. And God just shows up in a powerful, personal way. To support this idea, Paul exhaustively talks us through no less than 17 kinds of exceptions of why we might think we are in unusually difficult places or spaces or moments in our life. 17 of them. Here they are, again, as fast as I can read them to you. Hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, death, life, angels, rulers, things present, things to come, powers, height, steps, or anything else in all of creation. That's an exhaustive list. Hear it again. Hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword, death and life, angels, rulers, things present, things to come, powers, heights, depths, or anything in all of creation. In the face of this realization that there is nowhere we can go that God is not, and nothing can be done with or without God, God is there, we are left with only one affirmation in Paul's mind from our text. The affirmation of God's power and our togetherness with God in it as the church. Not only are we not alone, but God's active power is present. And this is where the elements of the communion table come into focus for us today, more than we realize or sometimes desire. Coming to the table, the place of symbolic union then becomes a practice and an experience in being together with God and with each other, which is especially poignant now in the time of social distancing. Being together, you, me, and the church, we gather around the table because we can speak of what it feels like to be separated from and what it feels like to be united to. We can offer all those initial reflections I started this morning with that speak less about faith and more about Christian privilege. Yet we also know something about how God is with us there. We are together there, even if that's the only place we feel together. As James Torrance says, it is only as we know who God is and what he has done and is doing that we can find the appropriate answer to the questions and the struggles from this passage, and then how to see how incredibly relevant the gospel message is for our lives. It is only as you are together and affirming that togetherness where the challenges of faithful living that Romans 8 talks about come into focus and are lived out faithfully as the church. It was the same level of togetherness that Janelle talked about, whether she said it or not, at Bible school this week. Sure, we had fewer children. 17, I believe, was the official count. We did not have 100 as we've had before. But what grew in its place in the midst of a Bible school of less than 20 was a sense of togetherness in the face of God's presence and power. We learned the children's names faster. We heard their stories. We saw their quirks, their jokes. We were together seeing them, sharing with them all of what makes them who they are in God's eyes. And it drew us together even closer. The volunteers and leaders were able to talk longer with each particular child, even if their crew was just two. The prayers were more personal and therefore more powerful and effective in the lives of the children. I wonder, now that VBS is over, will this posture stop, this togetherness stop, because we move on to the next thing as a church or as a Bible school program? Will we leave behind the transactional mentality that I began with and live deeper into the power of God and the togetherness of the church and the community? For in that place, that together place, we find God more and more with us than we first thought was possible. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we are thankful to be your church, to be your people. We are thankful for the table which has been set for us in the sense of togetherness we find in it. And so, O Lord, as we come to this part of our service, continue to mold and shape us. Continue to speak to our hearts. Continue to help us see where we can be together in this. And as we are together in it, we grow with you. It's in Jesus' name we ask this together. Amen. As we prepare to come to the table of the Lord, usually I make these announcements earlier in the service, but we were excited with VBS, so it happens now. First of all, reminder that printed in your bulletins is the form of the Lord's Prayer, which we will be using as we get to the end of the communion. Again, it's the prayer that we've said since we came back from Nepal, as we use every time we have communion. And as well, you can see before you, the elements have been prepared. I will be inviting you when the time comes from the back to the front to come forward down and around and to take the elements should you choose to participate today in communion with us back to your seats, and we will partake of them together as the church because we are together as the church. And so, my friends, this is the joyful feast of the kingdom of God. They will come from east and west and from north and south and sit at table in God's kingdom. According to our risen Lord, when he was at table with his disciples, he took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened and they recognized him. This is the Lord's table. Our Savior invites any who see a meaning and purpose and trust in him to come to the table. These elements have been prepared for you out of God's great love for you. And so the Lord be with you when you choose to come. Holy Father, Holy God, Creator of heaven and earth, we praise you and we give you thanks. Great and wonderful are your works, Lord God Almighty. Your ways are just and true. Therefore, we lift our hearts in joyful praise, joining the choir of angels, and with the faithful of every time and place who sing to the glory of your name, Holy, Holy, Holy Lord, God of power and might. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. We praise you, most holy God, for sending your Son to live among us and to share our joy and our sorrow. He told your stories. He healed the sick. He was a friend to the sinners. Obeying you, he took up his cross and died that we might live. We praise you that he overcame death and is risen to rule the world. He is still the friend of sinners. We trust him to overcome every power that can hurt or divide and believe that when he comes in glory, we will celebrate with him. Remembering all your mighty and merciful acts, we break this bread and we share this cup, giving you thanks and praise, loving Christ. As you raised the Lord from the dead and called us to life with him, we give ourselves to you to live for him in joy and in grateful praise. And now, with the confidence of the children of God, let us pray together as we were first taught. Our Father in heaven, holy be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Do not bring us to test, but deliver us from evil. Amen. This time I invite you, working your way from the back to the front, should you choose to join us at the table today, to come and to take the elements as you see fit. Thank you. Lord Jesus on the night of his arrest and betrayal, took the bread, and after giving thanks to God, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, he took the cup, saying, "This cup is the new covenant sealed in my blood, shed for the forgiveness of your sins. Whenever you drink it, do this in remembrance of me. For every time you eat this bread, every time you drink this cup, you proclaim the saving death of our risen Lord until he comes again." Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." The body of Christ given for you. The blood of Christ, the cup of salvation, poured out for you. Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you that you have fed us in this sacrament and united us to Christ and given us a foretaste of the heavenly banquet in your eternal kingdom. Send us out in power of your Spirit to live and work for your praise and glory. For the sake of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. It has been a blessed time together today in worship, as Ron cued us this morning during our first hymn, that it's going to be a good service today. And so as it is a good opportunity for us to be together as the body of Christ, where have you seen God at work? Tim?
Well, two quick ones.
Two?
The first one, obviously, Vacation Bible School.
Yeah.
This time when many churches aren't either able to worship or have Vacation Bible School or what have you, but they're sort of treating mode, planes through the work of our friends on the back row. They're was able to put on a Vacation Bible School, yep. And we had a sounds like a very special time this year, so that's, I see God at work there.
Yes.
And the second one is our pavilion that I think you just sent out the email just a few weeks ago talking about fundraising for the pavilion. And we've talked about it, and we've shown artist renderings and so on and so forth. It's like I think it's God at work that Plains was able to raise the money so quickly.
Yeah.
We haven't built it yet, but it's impressive that we were able to raise the money to begin building. And I think God's at work there. God wants us to have a pavilion.
I don't disagree.
To go along with our new outdoor chapel.
We'll have the new car smell all over the place over there, won't we? Yeah. Thank you for sharing the stories with us, Tim. Bible school, as you said, was a joy for us. And the fundraising has gone extremely well with the pavilion. It won't be long. I mean, I know purchasing timbers are different than doing this to install timbers, but we're getting there. And God is with us. Thank you for sharing those two stories with us. Where have you seen God at work? Janelle.
Chris was able to spend time with his brother, niece, and guys are doing this. Our kids have been disappointed so many times this summer with so many different things. And just to be able to do this, they were very appreciative.
Thank you for sharing with us, Janelle. I hoped you were going to say something about the parental feedback from VBS. Yes, we did have parents who were saying thank you when others have been unwilling to. And it was hard work. You tried, and we really appreciated that. So thank you for sharing with us, you know, more reflections about Bible school. Walking home with Emma every night, it was interesting to, instead of sort of dragging her home because she's so tired, it was just like I could hear, this happened, and that happened, and this was great, and that was great. And it was just such a different dynamic, but a really powerful one. So thank you, Janelle, for sharing with us today. Where have you seen God at work, Bert? Well, we're glad that God is winning. I think there's a good history there of God winning when he gets involved in people's lives. Thank you for sharing with us this morning, Bird, the active power of prayer and meditation in your own life. We appreciate that. Where have you seen God at work, Joanne? Thank you for sharing with us, Joanne, the story of the Protsmans, who, as we know, we've been praying for them for quite some time. They have a lot of health concerns, both Emma and Matt, and to hear that their joy is just growing in them in the midst of that is a testimony to God at work in their lives, certainly. Thank you for sharing with us. Where have you seen God at work? I thank you for sharing these stories with us today. As we come to the time to continue to be the church, what can we join you in praying with? Do you have joys and concerns to share today? Bert.
Our Uncle Charlie is in his early 90s, and he's kind of fella that was very active in his younger years, airplanes and boating and all this stuff. Mm-hmm.
Indeed, God does know who Uncle Charlie is, and we will keep him in our prayers today. Thank you. Are there others? Julie. We certainly will join your sister Pam in prayer. She's got a lot of transitions coming in her life. And we know that God is with her in that. And we will pray for her. Are there other joys and concerns today? Then let us be the joy. Oh, Nancy slips it in under the wire there. Go ahead. Well, as you go on Thursday to North Carolina, we will be keeping you in our prayers for safe travels. There are no other joys and concerns, and let us be the church. Loving God, thank you for watching over us. Thank you for exceeding our expectations. Thank you for blessing us in ways we did not anticipate. But as is often said, we cannot live without. Thank you for being at work in our lives as individuals, in our church's life with this Bible school program, in being at work in the lives of the children, some who we have seen for many years at VBS, and know the joy that it brings to them. Bless them today. We think of the needs, the joys which have been shared today. We lift up Nancy and family as they get ready to travel this week for their annual trip to North Carolina. Go with them. Watch over them on the roadways. We think of Julie's sister Pam, who is in a tough situation. Quite a few transitions are coming into her life, and so we hear she is trying to be brave and strong in it, but uncertainty is uncertainty. But you are certain. You are the solid rock she can stand upon. So Lord, be with Pam today as she makes these decisions, as she goes through this time. Watch over her. Guide her when she needs it. When she needs encouragement, encourage her. Bless her today. We think of Bert's Uncle Charlie, who in his 90s is beginning to have to slow down, not do the things he has always done. And as that happens, sadness has grown in him. Well, Lord, watch over him in the midst of that as he is in this difficult time, in this depression time. Watch over him, enliven and enlighten his spirits. Help him to know that he is cared for and loved, and that as these transitions for him happen, he does not go through them alone. He has a family who loves him and a God who sent his son to be with him. We thank you for these concerns, for these stories, for the joys which remain in our hearts. We thank you for the Bible school program again, which has just wrapped, and how we heard from Janelle today of the good work you've done. We thank you for these seeds which have been planted. Help them to continue to grow and to produce meaningful, powerful, life-changing fruit in the lives of the volunteers and in the lives of the children and their families. For this, we give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Our final song today is not going to be again in the hymnal, but it will be one of our VBS songs. It is My God is Powerful. And we'll cue John whenever he's ready, the tech guy. Will you stand as you are able so we can worship?